Right, we've arrived at the Carlos Quintus Bar in Place Luxembourg. We've met Stephen Wolf. Nice to meet you, Stephen.
Good evening.
Hello. Now, one of the things that... Well, thanks for the beer. That's the first thing that I've got to say. But one of the things that you said when we first sat down is that you've been looking at the TTIP document, and I know a lot of people are very concerned about this and possible impact on NHS. How do you see that shaping up?
Well, as it's very clear today through the leak of TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership Agreement, wants to be signed between the EU and the USA, is that it will have a devastating effect on the NHS. It's very clear that you're going to see large corporations being able to privatise parts of the NHS. But the document is actually much worse than we thought.
Oh, yeah.
Firstly, the large pharmaceutical companies would have a huge opportunity to take out smaller pharmaceutical companies. In terms of farming, you would have GM products thrust upon all of those organic farms across Europe. Right. And also, you are selling out small farmers to allow huge commercial farming interests to take over not just Britain, but vast swathes of Europe, just to do a deal to enable German and Swedish and French car manufacturing to be able to sell their cars into America.
So is that what you think is actually the driving force between this? It's French and German car industry is pushing for this deal because they want to get into the American market.
Well, I think it's two things. It's the trade-off by the European Union that seems to support those manufacturing companies that predominantly look German, once again.
Yep.
And the large corporations, through something such as the licensing elements, particularly the licensing in wine, the licensing in terms of food, and the licensing of other areas, that would actually make sure that the large corporates have a huge power over small, medium-sized businesses that are trying to grow, build their products, and sell them off. This isn't a free trade agreement by any means whatsoever. Yes, the tariffs have gone, but by the use of secondary regulation, the changes in the rules is going to make small, medium-sized businesses all across Europe come under the yoke of large corporations.
But I mean, this is something that's been a problem at the European Union for some time, that it's geared up for the big companies, the big trade unions, the big public sector bodies. And small and medium-sized businesses and the people who work for them are very often disadvantaged by the sort of lobbying and the legislation that's coming out of here.
Yeah, we've always known that the large lobbyists have the great opportunity. Why the hell do you think that Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan are putting six-figure kind of sums of money into the campaign to support the Remain group, yet there are small and medium-sized financial services businesses, such as those who the 100 names of the City of London people who signed a letter saying that we want to leave the European Union. It tends to be the entrepreneurs and those who are trying to build businesses that want to leave rather than those which are big corporates that want to stay. Now, that suits bureaucrats because they know that they can deal with people on the same level as they see it, and they don't have to deal with thousands of smaller companies and think of rules that actually help people grow.
Well, that's right. And I mean, you know, of course, we're moving into the final stages of the referendum campaign now. And I think one thing that really is quite clear, you know, us are better off out. We've been getting a lot of donations coming in from our members, and it's lots and lots of small donations coming in. Where, as you quite rightly say, the Stay campaign has got a few big corporate donors as far as we can make out. But you're a UKIP member of the European Parliament. I know you're heavily involved in the UKIP campaign to get us out in the referendum. Are your members very supportive? I mean, how are you finding it on the doorstep when you're going out in the northwest, which is the region you represent?
Actually, a lot of UKIP people are already out there knocking on doors, have been doing so for quite some time.
Yeah.
The very clear distinction is that those who are supportive of leaving the European Union are very striking. They're very dominant. They want to work really hard to get out there.
Yeah.
The key messages that the government wants to do are fear. Are those that we hear on the door, that we will be impoverished, that Britain would never be able to trade, that if we leave the European Union, somehow businesses would decide never to deal with Britain whatsoever again. Those are the messages that you hear from those who want to remain. But there are still quite a lot out there who are undecided. And the key things that we say to them is that you can't control your prosperity for the future. You can't make big decisions that will impact your children and grandchildren. You can't have the control of your own life if you can't do so. And that, actually, outside the world, we've got a very big world.
Yeah.
You know, we could look after our own research. You can expand our own universities to enable people to go to different parts of the world. You can change your immigration policy to be much more fair and equal for everybody. You can have trade agreements with different countries. But when we tell them that the NHS potentially could be privatised because of TTIP,
really?
That makes a massive difference, because the NHS is something fundamentally different to every other country in the world. It keeps us safe, it helps us be whole, and to be honest, we know through the TTIP documents at the moment that this could lead to the privatisation of the NHS, and when people hear that, then they say that's a big difference to them. They want to vote to leave.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of the countries in the European Union organise their healthcare differently, so of course TTIP just will not have that sort of impact on their health care services, because they are already in the private sector or so insurance based and so on. And so Britain is, in so many ways, we are unique within the European Union. We do things in a different way. And the things that sort of happen over here in Brussels, we're not a good fit for the European Union. We're an awkward fit, that we don't fit their way of going. And what's happening with TTIP and our NHS is just another example of that. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's another reason why people should be voting to leave the European Union.
Well, you're quite right that there are good healthcare models in France in relation to heart services, in terms of Germany, in terms that they've got a very good primary care service, in terms of Sweden and Finland, that they also have some good areas as well. But all of them are based around the very simple premise of actually having an element of a privatised and private insurance system that works in the European Union. We're very unique in that level.
Yeah.
And it's also very different to that of the United States of America, where there is a very clear private healthcare system with very big corporates in terms of the hospitals, in terms of the provisions of different services, whether it's those who are looking after physiotherapy or mental health care, where they actually buy in those services themselves. And they're the type of industries and parts of the industry that want to come over and privatise the NHS to have our physiotherapy paid for them, to have these buildings of the hospitals paid for out of the private sector. And so we would lose complete control. You know, PFI was big enough and bad enough for us, but actually the NHS would be deeply damaged by remaining in the European Union because of TTIP, and that is a message that we need to get out very strongly.
So basically, message to the voters out there that I'll be taking from our trip to Brussels. If you care about the NHS, if you want to keep our National Health Service, vote Leave.
That's right. If you want your freedom back and be able to control your own parliament and have parliament sovereign, then you must leave. If you want to have prosperity and expand across the world and have your own trade agreements in which your government actually can enter into agreements with other countries that benefits jobs here, then you vote Leave. But if you want to ensure that your NHS is not privatised and has a free health service, not an international health service, controlled by large corporations from America or elsewhere, then you must leave the European Union and not vote to remain.
Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Pleasure.
I know you've got a busy schedule. You've only just arrived in Brussels. You've got a load of meetings tomorrow. I better let you get off back to your bed. But thanks very much for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.